soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's May 30th, 2011. And I'm with Mike Bradford from Joplin, Missouri, which has recently experienced catastrophic tornadoes, widespread destruction, and it was absolutely stunning how people went from typical life into realizing they needed to weigh and consider carefully the salvation that God has provided through his own son, Jesus. And I want to read a scripture from 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, as we're watching this age end and conclude, we're seeing wickedness increase, sin increasing, people's rebellion increasing, and people becoming hardened and stubborn against the Lord. And that's what Mike and I want to talk to you about. We want to urge you to go to the Lord and receive the grace, the mercy that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mike, share with our listeners what's on your heart.
Well, what's on my heart today is, you know, we don't know the time nor the hour the Lord's going to require our souls. You know, there was a lot of people that was, in the aftermath of the tornado, they got swept away, you know, and they hopefully had a relationship with Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, but I'm here to say the Word says not everybody's going to go to heaven. So there is a lot of folks that ended up in hell because of their sin that they were in. We have to each and every day, I know I have to each and every day, be working out my salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that this could be my last day. So it's very, very important that we treat it as our last day, because we don't know when, you know, it says in the Word that life is nothing but a vapor. We're here today and gone tomorrow. So that is very important to walk out our salvation as the Lord has brought us to. But also, you know, being brought forth as a minister of the gospel is to go out and tell the truth. Tell the truth of the gospel. Don't have little cliches or incantations of Christian, you know, like pleading the blood, which is totally unscriptural, mm-hmm. and stuff like that that's going on today. It is leading people away from the Lord. It is leading people into more self-centeredism.
I see what you're saying, Mike, because in the religion, Christianity, we really don't see the Lord reflected properly. He's not properly represented. And it's tragic because a lot of people do not receive the gospel because of those that have made merchandise of the gospel. By reason of them, because of those people, the truth is evil spoken of. And people that are in the world, that are in the flesh, actually, they conjure up excuses why they don't follow the Lord. Of course, they won't stand up in court in the day they stand before the Lord. But dare any of us misrepresent the Lord, misrepresent the Scripture, and be the cause that someone would go astray from the Lord and not receive the truth? So I agree with you. We need to put away the childish things. We need to put away the things that are not true, not in the Bible, that came from religion.
That's so true. You know, we have to put that stuff away. And also, being a minister of the gospel or a prophet or any of the fivefold, we have to bring forth the gospel in its entirety, in the unadulterated word of God, instead of the tickle me Elmo message that it's about love and peace and everything. No, it's about walking in obedience with the Lord. It is about staying firm to what the word of God has to say. Because if we turn off to the left or the right and do other than what the word of God has to say in our lives, we're in disobedience. So how can God bless a person or people that are in disobedience? It just doesn't work that way. And we see today that over there in Joplin, you know, there is people that are, I'm sure, that are walking with the Lord, but there's so many people that are walking around, and I keep hearing these people saying, well, why did this happen? Why is this? Why is that? Well, the reason why is, folks, is because we have to live our daily lives as it is our last day. Because there's so many people that are out here today that are building up their kingdom here upon the earth. They're not building up the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is not even in their heart, because they go through the motions of the religious, you know, sing three songs, sit down, amen, listen to the message, get up, sing the benediction, and go home. You know, that's not what it's about. It's a daily walk, a daily relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. And this is what I hope, Mike, as we talk today, we're preaching the word, and we're told to be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long suffering and doctrine, because the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And you're right, we're held responsible to speak in accordance with the scripture by the Spirit of truth. And those two agree. The Spirit of God and the Word of God agree. And right now, God is calling us out unto Him. We're not called into religion, but we're called unto the Lord. And that's what Mike and I are calling you to make sure that the Lord is your teacher. Make sure you're studying the scriptures. And make sure that you are seeking Jesus Christ, that He is your very life, that He is your way.
Is an unpopular gospel because it's the gospel of truth. Do you realize, people that are out here listening today, in 57 countries throughout the world, we would be known criminals for preaching this, what we're preaching right now, but here in America, we have the freedom. At this present time, as I said, at this present time, because it's fixing to change, but at this present time, you know, we need to get this gospel out of loving the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our soul, mind, and body, and just really getting into Him and back to our first love. Instead of seeking God's hand, see, everybody wants God's hand. God's hand is a new car, a new this, a new that, how much money you got in the bank account. That's seeking God's hand. Well, bless me, God, so I can bless my poor no more, and blah, 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 blah. That's not what it's about, folks. It's about helping others. It's about taking that money that you've got rattled hold into the bank, and the Lord says, go help out somebody, go pay the light bill, go pay this, go pay a month's storage or a month's rent for these people, somebody that just got out of their tornado in Joplin, pay their first month's rent and security deposit. Is people going to do that here today? Yeah, there's a few that are going to do it. For the majority of Christians today, nah, it's not going to happen, because they're building up their kingdom, and they want their big bank account for them, instead of when you turn your will and your life totally over to the care of God as you understand Him, that means you turn over your finances to the Lord, you turn over your whole entire being of life, lifestyle, everything over to the Lord. That is truly being born again.
That's right. We present our body as a living sacrifice, that we may demonstrate and prove what is that good, perfect will of God. Mike, I want to share a scripture from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2. It says, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. This is an exhortation from Apostle Paul, that as a true, authentic ministry of God, that we're not to be doing things in a sneaky, crafty, occultic way that's dishonest or not truthful. And it says not to walk in craftiness. And you see, we're not to have a motive of you know, filthy lucre or making money or seeking honor of man, but we're to seek the honor that comes from God only. And what we do, what we receive from the Lord, we receive freely, we freely give. See, our motive and our spirit and our word, it has to line up with God. We have the time to repent right now, ladies and gentlemen, and to crucify the flesh, to crucify these things, to put them away. Do not handle the word of God deceitfully. Don't use it. But you're not to use God, like Mike was talking about earlier. We're to serve God, but not to be deceitful. And we see, but he says, by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. We're to be transparent, open books. Our motive is pure, to the glory of God. That's what God's calling us to.
And dear brother, you know, it's the hidden agendas that people've got, like you're talking about. There's a lot of hidden agendas, and the Lord's saying that it's time to get rid of these hidden agendas and come wholeheartedly to Him. And
yes.
Seek His face, not His hand.
Right. You know, we were talking about the prophet Zephaniah earlier, and I want to read this because this is what happened to a religious people, Israel and Judah, when they went astray from the Lord, and God rose up prophets rising early, calling them to turn away from their sins, their wicked ways, and to amend their ways, but they refused. Listen to this, Zephaniah 3, verse 1 and following. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. And you see, we need to be under conviction, Mike. If God is our Lord, we need to be under the conviction because God is cutting away all the flesh. He's cutting away all the manners and the ways that are of the world. And He's leading us to put on Christ, to be of the kingdom. But we have to listen to His voice lest we go the way of Israel and Judah. Receive the correction from the Lord. Don't despise it. And trust by all means. God is looking for faith. He's looking for your trust. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And Mike, I really believe this is the time to draw near to God with your heart. Draw near to the invisible God that, no man has ever seen God. But draw near to Him. He's clearly known. He's not far off, way out in the heavens somewhere. But if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, that if you've confessed your sins and repented and have faith in Him, God dwells in your heart. Jesus Christ dwells in your heart by faith. Draw near to the Lord. This is what I really want to urge everyone out there to seek Him with your whole heart, and you'll find Him.
Well, and also, you know, you seek Him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and body. You know, just everything that we do to glorify Him and not glorifying ourselves. You know, today in the fivefold ministry, there's a lot, not all, but a lot, that is all about me. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. Look at all these projects that I got going. Look at all these the money that I'm spending on this and that and that and this. And that's not what it's about. It's not glorifying God.
Well, that's interesting that you're talking about that, Mike, because if we continue with this text in Zephaniah, verse 3, it talks about the spiritual leadership in Israel and Judah. It says, her princes within her are roaring lions. You know, the political leaders and the spiritual leaders, you read Psalms 2, they merge together in a rebellion against the Lord. And that's the key issue right now is God's calling everyone to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ because He is the King. He's the Lord. He's the one that bore our sins and bought us by His own blood. And it's unto Him that we must bow and we must confess to the glory of God the Father that He is Lord. But these judges, these spiritual leaders, in this Zephaniah 3, verse 3, they were as evening wolves, it says. They gnaw not the bones till the morrow. And you were sharing from another version, it made clear that they don't stop until that they completely consume those that are their prey. And it's the people that are their prey.
That's right. You know, and today, you know, you see it a lot of, I mean, I'm just saying, not all, and what I'm trying to say here, folks, that when I say a lot, I'm not saying every single ministry. There is a lot of ministries that are out there for a paycheck. They're out there for, look at me, I'm somebody, you know. I'm a big ministry. I've got, 200,000 people, or I'm just using numbers, but still, you know, these huge ministries. And it's not glorifying God. It's about tickling ears. It's about emotionalism. You know, there's a lot of jumping and hopping and running and everything, and it's all total flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of really seeking God's face and coming in here and doing what God has called you to do as a minister of the gospel, because when you do what He's called you to do, He will make provision for everything that He wants done. Remember what I said, what He wants done, not what I want done or how I want it done. I have to accept the way that it comes out because it's God's perfect will in it.
Mike, God is building a people. And God's temple right now isn't made out of stone or wood.
Come on.
It's people. God inhabits people that love him, that have Jesus Christ as their Lord through the Spirit. And this is right. God's calling you out, ladies and gentlemen. This is what church means, ecclesia, called out. He's called you out of the world. He's called you out of the religious world that's in rebellion to the Lord. And the temple of God that God is building right now through the Holy Spirit, the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former. And this is a people that are going to be tried and refined through fire to the glory of God. And you're going to endure persecution and tribulation, even as those, the apostles and prophets of old. This is a great day to stand up in the name of Jesus Christ. Make sure that he's your teacher. Make sure that what you're teaching and speaking is in accordance with the word of God. And for the motive of glorifying the Lord. And if you do that, you're going to see God move in such a mighty way.
That's right.
Greater, Mike, than even what we saw in the book of Acts.
Amen. Well, you know, and also when you were talking about that, I could hear in the spirit somebody's out there saying, oh, bless God. They're saying that we're not supposed to go to church. No, I'm just telling you this, folks, like Trevor's trying to tell you. It's not assembling, you know, coming together in a large congregation, singing your three songs and taking up communion, taking up the offering, and then you know, have the message and then go home. You know, the benediction and go home. That's not what it's about, folks. Like Reverend's saying, you know, the church in the book of Acts said they had all things in common. Well, I've been to a lot of churches, and I'm telling you, not everybody's got all things in common. It's not going for the same purpose. When you got everybody in unity in all aspects of the church, and they came together, see, what they did, they came together and shared their testimony. When they did that, what it did is, like, if I was there and I heard somebody say the testimony, it strengthened my walk. It strengthened my faith. And then there was an appointed individual that was the head of it that got up and said something that the Lord had for them to bring forth for the people. It could have been a small exhortation, but it was powerful because it was all in unity and all coming together as one. And then they went out, you see. Here's the other thing. They went out of the church and started being a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. Today, we got people, when they get out in the parking lot, they go back into sin. They light the cigarette up. They start cussing at the kids or the wife, or they're speeding down the road. I mean, you know, they go right back into the same rut that they were in before they came. But they did their Christendom, I call it, the Christendom, you know, a time card check. Click, click, I put my time in today. I went to church, God. I'm a good person. And, you know, I'm going to live the way I want to live when I leave this church. Well, let me tell you something, folks. You'll bust hell wide open doing that. You've got to go out and be a doer of the word of God. You've got to blow the dust off the Bible, get into the word, start reading the word, meditate on the word, and acting out the word. So you've got to encompass that and put that into your life. See, it's got to transform you. This is the living word of God that we're talking about here. We're not talking about black and white letters. We're talking about a living word of God that if you apply it into your life and wholeheartedly, without any hidden agendas, and you wholeheartedly surrender to Christ, that word will transform your life.
That's right. That's right. You know, we're not under the law of Moses, thank God. We're under Jesus Christ. And He is a living Lord. He's speaking from heaven. He is to be directing our life. He's giving us his commandments. Even as Jesus said, as I obeyed my Father's commandments, even so shall you obey my commandments and love one another. But Jesus directs us. We're to be led by him, led by the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So this is good news, or it could be bad news, based on how you react to what the Lord is saying today. He's calling you out of religion. He's calling you to really serve him, to lay down your life, to be crucified and unto the world, and the world crucified unto you. And you want to live in Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the life. He is the truth. Now, here's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 6:14 and following. Listen to this. This is Apostle Paul, again, urging the believers. He says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers," or people with no faith. "For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial, or what part has he that believes with an infidel? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, God says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. That is amazing scripture. And the next verse in 2 Corinthians 7 says this, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's where we're at right now. And that's what the Spirit of grace is doing right now, is he's calling you to be cleansed from the world of all this filthiness of the way of the flesh and of the spirit that's defiled, and walk in pure holiness before God in his fear. Will you hear the voice of the Lord today? Will you receive these promises that God has made to you? Then walk in him. Walk in these ways, and you're going to be really blessed. And Mike was right when he was talking about the early church in the book of Acts. They would pray, and they would seek God, and they'd study the scriptures. And there was prophecy, and there was various manifestations and administrations of the Spirit of God according to the Spirit's will. That God was revealing himself, healing people, changing people, convicting people. And that's what God's going to do, is you respond to his voice and yield yourself to him. Because his kingdom is coming, and we're going to see the greatest clash, Mike, this world has ever seen. Greater than ever since the beginning of the creation, or ever shall be, such tribulation and a war against the Lord. So that's why you want to be obedient, having a pure conscience.
Dear Trevor, I got one thing to add. The Lord's really putting on my heart to say this before we end.
Mm-hmm.
In closing here, when a prophet or a prophetess in the Old Testament or the New Testament came on the scene, it wasn't prophesying new cars and new houses and that your bank account's going to get larger. You sow into $100 into this ministry, you're going to get $1,000. You know, none of that garbage was going on, you see. When the prophet spoke, or prophetess, a true prophetess or prophet of God spoke, there was correction from God to the people. They knew when the prophet or prophetess came on the scene, is uh-oh, we've done something. You know, there's correction coming. That's what a true prophet or prophetess will give you in your life or a ministry, is correction, so you can repent and get back on track.
Yes. You don't want to be covering over your sin. You want to acknowledge your sin and be sorry for your sin before the Lord. And here's a scripture. As we're closing today, I want you to realize that what Jesus Christ did at the cross for you and me and for the world is so profound. The sanctification, the cleansing that we have. I'll just start reading from Hebrews 10, verse 20. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're calling you to receive this cleansing of the Lord, this perfection, the sanctifying that took place. Hebrews 10:10 says, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. If you're under conviction today, you want to confess your sins, and God is faithful and just to forgive your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Mike, will you just bless the people?
Dear Father God, we just come to you together. We together today, we just ask you, Father, that you would bless the people that are listening to this broadcast. We are expecting, Father God, mighty, mighty, mighty miracles of salvations and other things in their lives coming forth, bringing to the remembrance to you, Father God, that you would just bring things to their remembrance so they could change it. And speaking the living word that was spoken here today, Father God, it would just change their lives. It created power in them. And again, a blessing upon them financially, physically, mentally, in all aspects of their being. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.
Thank you, Mike. And I want to thank our listeners and bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. May you just be blessed as you seek the Lord and find Him. God bless you.